Let's talk about the Blue-Eyed Samurai. The Blue-Eyed Samurai is a series currently streaming on Netflix. To get people's attention and come over to Netflix and watch this animated series, they have two full episodes available on YouTube. Two full episodes. Both of them different. They're not in chronological order at all. But they were pretty good episodes. And I'm going to be honest, after watching those two episodes, I will probably watch this series to see what's going on. Anybody that's on the fence about it, you're not quite sure what you want to do, I would watch these episodes. Especially if you're like, you might not have Netflix right now. You may be one of those people that like you pay for streaming when they have good shit. I'm one of those people, like, I'm currently not paying for Max because Max have nothing. There's nothing going on right now, so I'm good. I'll pay for Max in December. I'm not currently paying for it now because, like, I'm waiting for Blue Beetle and a couple other things to come out. Right now, Max ain't got shit, so I'm not paying for it. Netflix has a good bit going on. This is one of the ones that they have that is worth watching. Like I said, I've seen the two episodes that are on YouTube. Those were good episodes. Just to give you an idea of what the show is about, it takes place in an age in Japan where they closed off their borders. Two foreigners mainly being white people. And back then, essentially, it was bad to have a mixed child. To have a mixed white child, let's be specific. You know, they called people all type of names who had blue-eyed, fucking blonde-haired, round-eyed fucking children. You feel me? And it takes place in that era. So you're watching a child grow up ostracized, bullied, all type of shit, who later seeks revenge. The revenge is for being born. This motherfucker is seeking revenge for being born. Not, oh, you did blah, 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 and da, 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 and do, do, do. Well, they might have killed the mother. I don't know. I haven't got to that episode. But from the two episodes I watched, essentially it's revenge for being born. They have to slowly track down these people piece by piece by piece. And really, it's kind of hard to essentially track down a white person in feudal Japan, apparently. And especially when they said it was only four white people there when they were born. So, but yeah, it's a thing of revenge. This is all revenge. Very interesting fight scenes. Like, and I have to bring that up because I watched Onimusha, which is another anime on Netflix that's also using samurais. Well, specifically, this is based off the game that came out back in the 90s on PlayStation, which I played plenty of. It's not the same as the game, except for the gauntlet that like absorbs. It's like a demon gauntlet that absorbs souls. That's the only thing similar to Onimusha that's true to the game. But Netflix has two anime series out about samurais. Blue-Eyed Samurai looks, it's a totally different style. It's definitely more CGI, way more computer. You can visually tell. I mean, you can tell with the other one too, but it's like it's, I don't know how to say it. It's more obvious, I'll put it like that, in some regards. But that doesn't take away from, it has moments of beauty. Like, don't get it twisted, because there's moments where it's just like, that's beautiful. And when the fight scenes happen, it's a different way of fighting. Like, this character fights differently from, like, Onimusha. Like, you watch any other samurai anime and watch this one, the fight scenes are going to be different. Some different unorthodox styles here. Which, if funny, is addressed in one of the episodes on YouTube does bring up fighting styles and shit. So like I said, I recommend checking it out if you don't have Netflix and you're like, I don't know. And you don't know if you even want to use your trial yet, which I would because the fucking holidays are coming and why the fuck would you not? Blue-Eyed Samurai has my attention. Definitely something I plan to watch on Netflix. Definitely will be something worth checking out over the holiday season to binge if you're lucky enough to be off work, which everybody should have at least fucking 2 days off work just for this holiday. But it's worth checking out. There's 2 free episodes on YouTube for the Blue-Eyed Samurai, which, of course, is on Netflix. And it's worth checking out. I'll be back later with a full actual review of Blue-Eyed Samurai when I watch it fully myself. Thanks for listening, as always. You can check me out on Facebook. It's Let's Talk About Flicks. I'm only on Facebook. I'm not on anything else. Don't even ask. You can also check out Omnity Apparel. Omnity Apparel. Omnity. That's also on Facebook. You can find it by the infinity symbols on the page, where we have anime clothing and holiday clothing in the anime form. Star Wars wrapping paper, fucking Dragon Ball Z hoodies. Like, if you've ever seen a Dragon Ball Z Christmas, have you? Because they're on Omnity Apparel. If you go to Let's Talk About Flicks, you will absolutely find a shared post where you can find Dragon Ball Z hoodies, holiday anime shirts, Star Wars holiday shirts, Star Wars wrapping paper, things like that, that suits your palette. So check it out. Let's Talk About Flicks. Scroll through. You'll find you a source for hoodies and holiday anime apparel. Check it out.